These are today's headlines and top stories from the Sacramento Bee.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, January 25th. Here are your top stories from the Sacramento Bee. First, the weather. Today, we'll see areas of frost before 8 a.m. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a high near 62 and light winds. Tonight, clear, with a low around 38. In local news, Gig Car Share, which has offered Sacramento residents electric cars to rent since 2019, will be leaving California's capital city by the end of February. The car rental service, which GIG stands for Get In, Go, first started in Sacramento with 260 black and blue all-electric Chevy Bolts for residents to rent on streets around the city. GIG Car Share's home zone in Sacramento was mostly focused in the central part of the city, including downtown, midtown, East Sacramento, Curtis Park, and Oak Park neighborhoods. The service in Sacramento was offered with free parking, no membership fees, and an included insurance through a partnership with the city. GIG Car Share's fleet team also took care of charging all of its cars. The GIG Car Share services in Sacramento will end due to low demand and high operational costs, according to a written statement from III of Northern California. It was unclear in the III statement whether there's any chance GIG Car Share service will ever return to Sacramento. In labor news, a Pete's Coffee location in Davis has voted to unionize, becoming the coffee chain's first store to do so. Employees at the North Davis store, located at 1411 West Covell Boulevard in a shopping center just east of Highway 113, voted 14-1 to unionize with Service Employees International Union Local 1021, Pete's Workers United announced Friday in social media posts. Pete's Coffee, founded in Berkeley in 1966, has more than 350 stores across the U.S. and China, including nearly 240 in California, according to its website. Workers at two Pete's Coffee stores in Davis last November filed petitions with the National Labor Relations Board to unionize. Employees at the downtown Davis location, at 231 E Street, withdrew their petition last week. Pete's Workers United in a Twitter thread Friday said the company gave all employees of the downtown Davis location a $500 bonus, with the union alleging the bonus served as an incentive to withdraw the petition. The company in its statement disputed that claim, saying it gave the bonus after the petition was withdrawn. In California news, in a bid to crack down on distracted driving, a California lawmaker has introduced a bill to ban young people from talking on the phone while behind the wheel, even if they are using a hands-free device. Assembly Bill 276, by Republican Assemblywoman Diane Dixon of Newport Beach, would prohibit drivers aged 18 to 20 from using a hands-free device to talk on the phone. Doing so would be a citable offense. California law already prohibits drivers younger than 18 from doing so. In an interview with the Bee, Dixon said the law came about because she had noticed a lot of people on their mobile devices while driving and did some research. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, 3,142 people were killed in distraction-related vehicle crashes in 2020, including 186 teens aged 15 to 19 to 6% of all distraction-related fatalities. That same survey found that 7% of all teen motor vehicle crash fatalities in 2020 involved distracted driving. Asked how police would enforce such a prohibition, Dixon said that it would be a secondary offense. Police would have to stop someone for a primary offense first, before they could cite for this prohibition. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacbee.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.
This has been today's headlines and top stories from the Sacramento Bee.